For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. The time has come for Tennessee Democrats to pick a candidate. Next Tuesday, Super Tuesday, 13 states, including some of the biggest ones, will count up their votes. With us again today is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here as always.
Well, local politicians are starting to weigh in. Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland is betting on Bloomberg. Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris is with Biden. This seems like a tough decision, even for politicians.
Well, it does. Where Strickland is concerned, he may feel, and I have not talked to him about this, but that he owes Bloomberg something. Bloomberg has been pretty supportive of the city in terms of some of the initiatives, especially related to guns and trying to stem the flow of guns.
And he's even back here today campaigning.
That's right. So, I mean, he's trying to make a mark here, primarily because of the city mayor's support of him. But I still say at this point, I have not seen anything that tells me that Joe Biden is not going to win here. I have not seen anything that counteracts that.
Well, there was another Democratic debate Tuesday night, and some are predicting that this could be Bernie Sanders' year for the nomination. You know, here in Memphis, at least, the folks who might say that his proposals are a bit pie in the sky, never going to get anywhere in Congress, they're exactly the kind of proposals that Memphis politicians and activists are always talking about as good for the city here. You know, affordable health care, income equality, the $15 minimum wage. Why do you think Sanders is still so polarizing to even many local progressives?
Well, I just think that even progressives, they still have trouble trying to define what a democratic socialist is. I mean, it's that word socialist. And, of course, Bernie Sanders has not run away from that word. He has embraced it. Now, again, I don't think socialism is a dirty word. But to a lot of people, especially older people, when you say socialism, they conjure up the Soviet Union and Castro and all of that kind of stuff.
Right. Bread lines.
Exactly. And so, but younger people, they don't see that. I'm at the university, Chris, and even a lot of my students, they are Bernie people. I mean, they like him because, they see an opportunity to get forgiveness on their tuition debt or free health care and all that kind of stuff. So
speaking about young people and older people, older people would say that Bernie's offering all these handouts. When you talk to your students, do you get the impression that that's what that's about, handouts? Or is this about justice and what's right for the country?
They will never use the term handout, of course, because they don't see it that way. I do think that they see it as entitlement to some degree. They just see that they should have a voice. They want to see the country operate in a little bit more equitable way. It's not that they are 100% opposed to capitalism. They just feel like they are never going to get a leg up the way the policies of this country cater to rich people and older people. And so they see Bernie as someone who is looking out for their interests. Again, yeah, they would love to have their tuitions wiped clean. They would love to have free health care. And I guess they don't see the reality in the fact that it's going to be difficult to get any of that stuff through a Congress if you don't have like-minded people in the majority in Congress. And that's the problem.
Well, let's turn for a minute to a few local issues. Mayor Harris delivered his State of the County address last Friday. He wants to build a couple of schools, create job training programs for former criminals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his slate of initiatives comes at the same time Mayor Strickland is predicting some real belt tightening in the city budget.
Right.
What's happening? Why is there such a difference here between the city and county governments?
I don't think that the county has the level of obligations that the city has at this point. Yes, the county is responsible for funding schools. That is a huge thing. But I think overall, county finances are in a relatively better shape. You have to give former mayor Mark Luttrell a little bit of credit for that. Lee Harris inherited a pretty decent financial situation over in the county.
Well, also on Monday, the county commission passed the ordinance striking down residency requirements for county public safety employees. But there's a $2,500 catch to this.
That's right. If you don't live in the county, I think you would forfeit that $2,500.
Right. Give up a little piece of your salary.
Exactly. Which I'm not sure that I think that's really, really all that fair. But the sheriff, Floyd Bonner, has made what he thinks is a compelling case. He needs more officers, and he does not want to be limited in terms of residency in trying to recruit for those positions. I understand that to some degree, so I see what the county commission was doing there.
Well, finally, Otis, tomorrow is a very special day, one that comes every 4 years. Do you have any plans for February 29th, Leap Day?
I will probably leap out of bed later than usual, probably studying politics. Saturday, again, is the South Carolina primary, so I'll be paying attention to that. I'm just going to do what Otis Sanford always does.
Well, political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week doing what he always does, talking about politics. See you next week.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.